Okay, so Ira Glass here again with OK Go, who are sitting right here.
This is Andy.
I'm Damien.
This is Tim.
This is Dan.
So let's talk about the lyrics to the songs on this record. And Damien, okay, so I just got to put this out there. How much do you want to talk about your failing marriage?
You know, I obviously, it's like there's a lot of songs on this record that are about strained love. And I think all that really, the only really pertinent part is that a lot of this record was written during a long period when we were trying to, like, I was waiting for a response. You know, I was waiting for my wife to decide.
Yeah, I'm just like looking at lyrics from the album. There are so many in needing, getting. There's, I've been waiting for months, waiting for years, waiting for you to change. There ain't much that's dumber than pinning your hopes in another, you know. And then in While You Were Asleep, Can't You Love Me? Can't You Love Me How I Want? Which to me is like the most heartbreaking moment on the record.
Does that sound to you selfish?
No, it sounds like somebody pleading.
Mm-hmm. Well, because I remember actually coming up with that sort of new chorus for it, and there were so many ways to end that line. Can't you love me? Can't you love me? Da da da. You know, and I thought that the How I Want actually sort of made it a little bit more selfish. Like I'm doing this wrong too. You know, like that. Mm-hmm. This isn't just a question of can't you love me at all. It's a question of like somebody sort of being like, why won't you do this my way?
I see that. So it isn't just that she's at fault, but like you're at fault for wanting a particular thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Other lyrics that are about like just like waiting for the other person to make up their mind. I've been trying to get my head around what the fuck is happening. I've been trying to make some sense of what you're trying to do with my head. And then in End Love, or Sugar, Can't You See How Hard I'm Trying? I'm waiting for you to make up your mind. Am I leaving any out here?
You know, it was hard for me during that period of my life not to have the like that same set of like anxieties and concerns and sadnesses resurface, so that even if I was writing about something totally non-romantic, like the same sorts of things would kind of like squeeze out.
Have you guys noticed that so many OK Go songs are about incredibly powerful women who are so much more powerful than the guys in the songs? There's Invincible, there's half of this record. Even like Don't Ask Me How I've Been is about that.
Yeah, well.
Chicks, man.
Chicks.
I had never actually thought about that, Ira, until right now, but you're right.
Yeah.
So when you perform these songs that are about all of those feelings of that period during the breakup between you and your wife, do all those feelings come back to you when you're on stage singing the songs?
Sometimes. It's playing live, the vocals can just become syllables. Like it's just like you're playing an instrument, you know, and especially because of all the competing emotions on stage, you're like, you know, on the one hand, we're sort of at our job today and you have to be thinking about all these different things you're doing. On another, we've just come out of a really loud, really exciting song, or, you know, there's whatever else is going on.
If you can't hear anything, sometimes you just can't.
Oh, you mean literally like the acoustics of the room,
the
or the way
the
PA
room,
works?
I can't hear the speaker. It's not loud enough, or it's just a strange room. But
something's broken. One of the pieces of equipment isn't working. There's all these other things competing.
Yeah, Dan.
The best shows are the shows where I can hear him sing. And needing, getting, like, there's such a relief at the end of the song in a weird way.
The end of that song is one of my favorite parts of the record. It's like one of the most honest beautiful parts of the record. And in the live show, it's one moment where we can really like stop jumping and running and sweating, and you know, it's just like a moment we get to just like
feel.
And so, it does. It can come back. When it really comes back staggeringly, it can actually like be really hard to sing.